#Introduction. Welcome to stage one of our course. Generative AI, empowering financial services through technology. In this stage, we will explore the fundamental concepts and terminology associated with generative AI. By the end of our session, you will gain a solid understanding of what generative AI is, its definitions, and how it differs from other types of AI models. This foundational knowledge is crucial as we delve deeper into the world of technology and its applications in financial services. So, let's embark on this engaging journey together. #Main Content. #Definition of Generative AI. Generative AI refers to a class of artificial intelligence models designed to generate new content. Unlike traditional AI, which often focuses on classification or prediction, generative models create data that resembles existing data. Imagine an artist who, after studying various styles, can create a brand new painting that reflects what they've learned. Similarly, generative AI learns from existing datasets and produces outputs such as images, text, or even music. This capability opens doors to innovation, especially in industries like financial services, where personalization and tailored solutions are key. For example, a generative AI model can analyze customer spending patterns and create personalized financial plans or investment strategies, thereby enhancing customer satisfaction and engagement. Overview of AI and machine learning. To fully appreciate generative AI, we must first understand AI and its subset, machine learning. At its core, AI is the simulation of human intelligence processes by machines. Machine learning, on the other hand, is a method where computers learn from data to improve their performance over time without being explicitly programmed. Picture a child learning to ride a bike. They may stumble initially, but with practice and experience, they become proficient. This analogy applies to machine learning. As algorithms learn from vast amounts of data to make informed decisions or predictions, in financial services, machine learning can be used to detect fraudulent transactions by learning from historical data patterns. Key differences between generative and discriminative models. Now, let's discuss the key differences between generative and discriminative models. Discriminative models, such as logistic regression, focus on distinguishing between classes of data. For example, if we have images of cats and dogs, a discriminative model would learn to classify an image as either a cat or a dog based on the features present. In contrast, generative models not only classify but also understand how the data is generated. They can create new instances of data that fit the learned distribution. This distinction is vital in financial services, where understanding customer behavior can lead to better product offerings and predictive analytics. For instance, a generative model can simulate various market conditions to help financial analysts forecast potential risks and returns. Understanding neural networks and their role in generative AI. At the heart of many generative models are neural networks, computational systems inspired by the human brain. Neural networks consist of layers of interconnected nodes, or neurons, which process data. When it comes to generative AI, architectures like generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs, are prominent. GANs, for instance, consist of two networks, a generator and a discriminator, that work against each other to produce realistic data. This process is akin to an artist creating a masterpiece while a critic evaluates its authenticity. The interplay between these networks drives innovation in various applications, including generating synthetic financial data for scenario analysis. An example would be a GAN generating simulated credit scores based on historical data. allowing banks to test their loan approval systems without exposing real customer data. Common terminology in generative AI. As we navigate through generative AI, it's essential to familiarize ourselves with some common terminology. Terms like training data, which refers to the data used to train models, and inference, which describes the process of making predictions based on the trained model, will become part of your lexicon. Additionally, model generation is the act of creating new data points from a trained model. Understanding these terms will help you communicate more effectively in the tech-driven environment of financial services. For example, knowing the difference between training data and test data is crucial, as using the wrong type can lead to inaccurate model predictions, impacting financial decisions. Conclusion. In this stage, we've laid the groundwork for understanding generative AI, its definitions, and its relationship with other AI models. We've explored the distinctions between generative and discriminative models and delved into the role of neural networks. As we progress through this course, keep these fundamental concepts in mind, as they will serve as the building blocks for more advanced topics. Reflection questions. 1. How can the understanding of generative AI enhance your current role in the financial services industry? 2. Reflect on a scenario where distinguishing between generative and discriminative models could impact decision-making within your organization. 3. What potential applications do you envision for generative AI in your business model, particularly focused on customer engagement and personalization? Thank you for joining me in this exploration of generative AI fundamentals.